This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, bringing hope and health and healing to children and young people. My name is Sharon Sarles, and today in the studio, I have a very special guest, Marcus Young of Bloomer's Garden. Welcome, Marcus.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here, Sharon.
Well, thank you so much for staying around. I'm sure that everyone is very familiar with your voice and your broadcast just before this one in the garden, and I appreciate you staying around. We are going to talk about gardening with children and how important that is, and I'm going to just put out that slogan, raise food, raise children, and raise the standard. Well, of course, I know it's rare for all my English teacher friends out there, but it really is an important thing. And I'm going to interrupt my series on healing that I'm doing to talk about gardening just now, because it's just now time to put in gardens. Isn't that right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's such a great topic to be speaking about, because, you know, gardening with children is like you said, so important. It's so important to teach our children when they're young the value of gardening, and it's just such a great teaching tool to get kids outside. And, you know, I think kids love naturally, they're, you know, naturally inclined to God's creation and to getting out and enjoying it, and they're so curious, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be with your children.
It can be a lot of fun, and it will strengthen the family, it will strengthen their health, it will strengthen their character, and, you know, I think really it would help a lot of social ills if we just planted some gardens.
Well, I think, you know, and one of the things that I've noticed is that if you get children introduced early on, it stays with them. For instance, my oldest daughter is 20 years old, and she just got married a few weeks back, and we went and visited her and her new husband in their new home last night, as a matter of fact, and she has in her backyard a vegetable garden. So, you know, she's already got it planted, and so it's, you know, that early training really sticks with them.
Well, it really does. I started gardening in a home ec project in high school and have been gardening ever since. And now my grandsons are going, Grandmother, can we plant something?
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I think it's so important. You know, a couple of years ago, I actually calculated the cost. That year, I bought a lot of soil amendments. And so I was really spending some money on my garden. But then I calculated what I didn't buy at some of the best retailers, because I would buy organic produce.
Yes.
And really, I came out ahead. And so in a budget crunch time, actually, it makes good sense to garden.
Well, it really does. And it's, you know, it's not only the cost factor, but, you know, as I mentioned a lot on my program, the even when you're buying organic produce in a grocery store, the taste, you know, it's just nothing beats the taste, and also the nutrition of a freshly picked vegetable. You know, once you pick a vegetable off the vine, it starts to go down, you know, as far as the nutritional value. So the, you know, from as far as from getting it off the vine to your table, you know, nothing beats growing your own at home. And, you know, children learn to appreciate that, too. You know, it's funny, I mentioned my oldest daughter again. She used to, when she was very young, you know, we always had her out in the garden, and she would enjoy eating broccoli and, you know, lettuces and things like that. And for some reason, for a short period of time, we put her in a daycare center because we were starting our business and both of us were trying to work. So we had her in daycare maybe for, you know, maybe 6 months. It was just one day a week. But she learned there, one of the things she learned was that she wasn't supposed to like broccoli from one of the other children.
Oh, my.
And, you know, it took years to get over that. But, you know, if you can teach children early on, and get them just eating out of the garden, you know, going out there and picking something, eating it, they'll really appreciate the good taste of what food is supposed to taste like.
Food is supposed to taste like. You know, most of our produce here comes from, like, California, and so it doesn't taste like it's supposed to. It kind of tastes like blah. Mm-hmm. And children have very acute taste buds, more than we do. I have a friend of mine who's talking about, he showed his son a peach tree in his grandmother's house. And don't you want a peach, son? And the son said, no, I really don't. And so, no, you've got to taste this. And so when he did, he went, wow, I've never tasted anything like this.
Yeah.
You know, I want some more. Well, son, let's go be sure your grandmother's okay with us eating all our peaches. But they really have no idea what food tastes like.
No, you're right. And, you know, it's, you know, fresh grown produce is going to be naturally sweet. It's going to have a taste that's very appealing to the palate because that's the way God designed it. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more healthy for us to eat that way. And we just have no idea what has been sprayed on the produce that we're buying. If you can't garden, that's why I encourage people to get to know your local farmers and the local farmer markets. At least, find out what's going on and buy locally if you can. But there's no reason why somebody couldn't have even a pot of some kind of vegetable growing on their back patio. You know?
Everybody can get into the act. Yes. I have sometimes had a pot of lettuce on a patio, but we can all do something. And we do have good farmers markets and some CSA, community supported agriculture, and
absolutely
lots of ways to get into that.
Yeah. But even beyond that, it's just so much fun to get the children out into the garden. As you know, we were talking about when we were talking about doing this show, it's just such a joy to get out there with the kids, and it's a great way to bond with them, and it's just a great way to enjoy them. You know, mm-hmm. they're so curious, and it's just so funny. My 2.5-year-old son he's been out in the garden with us recently, and my wife bought him a little shovel. She's got his own little shovel, and you got to be careful on that though, because this is a long-handled shovel, but it's a kid size. But he starts flinging that thing around. You got to duck every now and then, but he just has a great time out there. And he may dig up what we just planted, but who cares? You know, he's having fun. He's learning, and he's outside. He's not sitting in front of a television set somewhere, and you know.
Well, that's really right. Yeah. You know, I remember when I was 4, I was given a little set of gardening tools. And isn't that interesting that I remember that? I don't remember my 3rd birthday or my 5th birthday, but I remember that 4th one.
Right.
I also got Bible story books. I think that may have been prophetic. But
yeah.
You know, just doing something together as a family that's real. Because how often do we do that anymore? Usually, the most we do as families is holidays and entertainment. My college class is talking about how the more we do electronic media, the poorer our relationships and our communication are.
Right.
But this is a great way to get away from the TV and the text messaging and the cell phone and actually get in the garden.
Well, yeah, and you know, it doesn't cost anything. I mean,
yes.
Outside of what you may be spending on soil amendments, as you mentioned, you know, it's just good, cheap fun to get out there with your family in the yard, having your kids help you do some planting. They're going to take more of an interest in it if they're doing it themselves. We like to give each one of our kids a little spot in the garden to call their own and plant something. And, I have a daughter, Annie, who she wanted to have a place different, you know, from everybody else. So she planted on our back of our patio. We have it. It's an area that to be future landscaped. And right now it's just kind of a bare soil and weeds growing there. And she wanted to plant something there. So we said, okay, go for it. She planted some dianthus plants there last year. And I was thinking, I told my wife, I said, those things don't have a chance to survive out there.
Yeah, that's flowers, pinks,
it's a
right?
flower, yes. Yeah. And the funny thing is, this spring, up popped these little dianthus plants from Annie's garden, and it's like, wow, they made it. You know, they survived the drought, and just amazingly, they were blooming and doing great. And it was just, you know, Annie was so proud of them.
She said,
look at my flowers, Daddy. So she proved her dad wrong. I was like, you need to plant over here where the soil's good. She wanted her own spot, so we just let her run with it, and it worked.
Yeah.
And, she got a lot of satisfaction from that.
Right. So let's just brainstorm some good ideas what to do with kids. You know, with preschoolers, I often plant in pots and I plant radish seeds, something that will come up quickly.
Right.
What else can we do?
Well, beans are great for kids because the great thing about, especially for young kids, beans are, it's a big seed, so they can get their hands on it. You know, some of these seeds are so tiny that it's, especially for younger children, it's hard. But just doing beans in a little styrofoam cup and so they can see, you know, this hard seed is going to sprout into something, and they can watch it grow, and they get a lot of joy out of that. And then just getting them, I think just getting a kid outside with a trowel or a shovel, especially a young child, they really have a lot of fun just digging in the dirt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe as for the little older ones, you can show them the difference between a weed and a plant and get them out there actually helping you do some things in the garden. But also, I like the idea of just giving your child a little their spot they can call their own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to have to help them with it. But sure. It's if they have something they can call their own, they'll take a little bit more of an interest in it rather than, you know, daddy's garden or mommy's garden. This is my garden, you know. And
right.
So I think that's a great way to get them started.
Right. By the time they're in elementary school, their own garden. And my goodness, once they're in high school, they could think about this in terms of business. You know? In fact, Montessori always suggested her schools have gardens. But in high school, she wanted them to, of course, it was a boarding school, to feed themselves out of their garden.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be a character builder, you know, if you didn't work? You go hungry.
Right. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's a great concept. And, you know, one of the benefits I have, and I'm so thankful to God, you know, is having my own business is our children are learning. You know, they're all learning about the business, whether they, you know, and they all work there at some point during their lives. And, you know, they may never do that again, but they're learning things. They're learning, you know, where money comes from,
right.
You know. It's funny because one of my daughters, she's like, how much did we do today, Daddy? And I tell her, she said, wow, we're rich. I'm like, no, honey, the bank's going to get most of that money. Our suppliers are going to get some of it. Our employees are going to get some. And, you know, so she's learning, you know, where does this money go? Where does it come from? The value of it and what it takes. But they're also learning things like how to relate to people and you know, how to be helpful. It's just such a wonderful process and wonderful tool for teaching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, of course, gardening is a wonderful analogy to all kinds of endeavors in life. That you have to invest something, you have to sow, and you have to wait, and you have to tend it. And so different from our microwave thinking today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So even if the kid is just digging, turning over the soil, preparing, that really teaches them a lot. And, of course, it's wonderful when the harvest comes in and they can see all that, you know, wealth being stored up in a real way that a child can understand.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's be sure that everybody knows where your garden center is. It's out in Elgin, so we go out 290.
Yes, take 290 East from Austin, and when you get to Elgin, the first traffic light you'll get to when you actually get in Elgin is Highway 95, and that you would take a left there, and that's going north on 95 mm-hmm. from 290 towards Taylor, and we're just a half mile off of 290 on the right, so it's very easy to get to. It's a straight shot to Elgin, and we're just right there on the right, half mile off of 290 on 95.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just love going to garden centers. For me, it's a great stress break. And I love to take my little ones with me because they think it's a huge safari.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
The kids really love it out there at the nursery. It's so fun to watch the kids. We have a couple of ponds out there with fish in them, and they just have a blast out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And now's the time to go because your plants are just
Everything's in full bloom, and there's a lot going on, a lot to see, and it's a wonderful place to be this time of year.
Yeah, that is great. Well, let us take a break and thank our sponsors. And first off, I want to thank Mike down at 2-Day Auto Body. You know, it just had to happen. I drive thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. I drive across the continent in my old American cars, and so eventually somebody had to hit it. And friends in the automobile business told me, well, we know who you should see. Go down and see Mike at 2-Day Auto Body. And sure enough, he fixed me up and did it right. And I discovered that he cares a lot about kids. He's done a lot of things to help kids, and not the least of which is to support this broadcast. So go thank Mike at 2-Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport. And if you're wondering who those friends were who told me who the best collision repair shop in town was, well, that's the best garage in town. And that is M.E. Jean Johnson Garage, 4801 Airport. Bubba and Tom down there have been fixing that old American car that I drive for a long time, and it has been taking me all those thousands of miles across the continent thanks to the good mechanics down at M.E. Jean Johnson. And thank them for supporting this broadcast, too. That's Bubba and Tom at M.E. Jean Johnson Garage, 4801 Airport.
Hello, this is Pastor Don Olson from Brushy Creek Church, a place where healing waters flow. I invite you to come worship with us, learn the Word, and build lasting relationships. At Brushy Creek Church, we meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We have coffee and donuts ready for you after 9:30. We also have youth groups, Sunday evening prayer, as well as a service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located on Anderson Mill Road, halfway between 183 and 620. Or check us out on the web at www.brushycreekchurch.org. We are a place where healing waters flow.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. My name is Sharon Sarles. And we have today in the studio very special guest, Marcus Young from Bloomer's Garden Center in Elgin and also fellow broadcaster here at The Word, 99.3, 98.5, KLGO.net. And his broadcast is In the Garden, which you probably know, right before Great Shalom Broadcast. And so thank you very much, Marcus, for coming out. And we're talking about how wonderful it is to garden with children and that it is time now to put in those gardens. And so let's talk a little bit more about what we can plant. You know, I know some kids that all that they will eat that's green is pickles. I think that may be a little bit of a problem, but it might be something that we have to coax them into and introduce them into eating fruits and vegetables. And, of course, that is high on my priority list to build their brains and their bodies. But what might they like to eat?
Well, you know, I think that, tomatoes, you know, they may not initially like a tomato, but maybe a cherry tomato that's really sweet off the vine, and they got to taste what a true tomato tastes like. You know, the tomatoes, let's face it, that you buy in the store have very little taste, with the exception maybe of some of the cherries, but the slicing tomatoes that you go out and buy, I wouldn't want to eat them. Why would my kid want to eat them? But mm-hmm. if they can taste what it's supposed to taste like, picked fresh from the vine, I think they would enjoy that. Another thing would be peas, you know, sugar snap peas, mm-hmm. the edible pod peas. Those things taste like candy right off of the vine. You know, it's amazing how sweet they are. And kids don't realize that because many kids, the only pea they've ever tasted is something that came out of a can.
Oh, my.
And, you know, those are horrible.
Sad. Yeah.
So that's why kids don't like peas. They've never had a really good, fresh garden pea.
Right.
So, you know, I think anything like that can come out of the garden where they can see what good, fresh produce is supposed to taste like will give them an appreciation. Even broccoli, you know, everybody's like, oh, I don't like broccoli. Well, my kids love broccoli mm-hmm. because they've had garden fresh broccoli from day one. And they, right. to this day, all my kids enjoy eating broccoli.
Right.
So, you know, it's just getting them early on, before they get their preconceived notions. You know,
yeah.
it's a little hard to overcome preconceived notions. But if you can get them early and just get them to try something, mm-hmm. especially if they've had a hand in growing it, you know, I think that sweet corn, that's another one.
Oh, that's a wonderful holiday to start the water boiling and then run out and get the corn.
Wow. Yeah, and I, you know, most kids love corn. And anyway, so that would be a good one. Melons, you know, watermelon or cantaloupe, I think that's a no-brainer there. Those are very good tasting. Kids would enjoy eating that. Salads. My kids enjoy eating salads because we usually try to have fresh salad greens in the garden, and they have learned to eat that. Carrots, you know, so there's so many different things that they'll enjoy eating if they can see what it really is supposed to taste like out of the garden.
Well, that's right. Again, children's taste buds are so sensitive. They really can detect the difference between the cardboard tomatoes from the store and that luscious, bursting with life tomato right off the vine. There's just no comparison.
Right.
Right. And then we don't also have to pay the $300 a month bill for vitamins for
yeah.
the people who know that we're missing those things. Right. You know, my grandsons love salads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're preschoolers. They love salads. We have discovered that just cutting it smaller for their little teeth helps a lot.
Right.
But they love it. And I have found some lettuce that doesn't bolt so much that mm-hmm. I can grow here in Texas. And so that helped me a lot. And my friends heard you talking about special tomatoes that will grow here in hot Texas.
Sure. Yeah, there's tomatoes that have been, bred actually to withstand the heat and set fruit in hotter temperatures and be able to take the drought better. One of my favorites is the Porter tomato, which mm-hmm. is an old-fashioned tomato. It's mm-hmm. It's an heirloom, but that tomato produces all summer long, and the skin stays tender. Mm-hmm. Some of your cherries will taste good in the early spring, early summer, but then later in the summer as it gets hot, the skins get really thick and they kind of lose some of that taste and wonderful texture. But the Porter maintains that all summer long. It's, mm-hmm. it's a great tomato to have.
Yeah, I like the Porter too. It's easy to grow, and
yes.
I kind of need easy to grow.
Yeah. And you mentioned what can our kids grow? Cucumbers would be a wonderful thing for a child to grow because they're so fun to see on the vine. They're kind of an interesting shape, and they can it grows quickly enough that they don't lose interest, and so crops that might mature early might be a good thing, mm-hmm, cucumbers, mm-hmm. beans, I mentioned peas, and some of these things I think the kids would really enjoy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can actually carve cucumbers. I don't know if you knew that. That works real well. You know what I like, and people may not believe this, but is the bright light chard.
Oh, yeah.
And so we get that young and cut it up in salads or greens, and greens are so, so very nutritious, but it's something that our society doesn't really go for. But I've actually sold my grandsons on greens.
All right.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful thing. Some people are afraid to have their kids get dirty.
Yeah.
And I really would like to change that around because it really is actually very healthy.
It
and
is.
So folks like Jordan Rubin have pointed out that really we ought to be in the dirt a couple of times a week, maybe every day.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point because we've gotten to be such a almost isolated, with our iPods and cell phones and, sterile environments. And, kids need to be outside. I think they need fresh air. They need sunshine. And they need to be able to have the freedom to walk around and play in the dirt. And that's why, I think it's so important that we garden naturally in our own yards because my kids run around barefoot outside. Young children are always putting things in their mouth or, they're so curious about everything. And certainly you want to, watch that. But, that's just, to me, that's the reason, one of the main reasons I don't put a lot of chemicals on my lawn.
Right.
I can handle looking at a few weeds knowing that my lawn's a safe place for my kids to be.
Right.
Right.
Well, of course, yeah, we want to wash our hands and not eat bugs.
Right.
But Jack's being out there in the way nature's supposed to be is so healthful, and we can reduce the toxic load, which we know is so detrimental to the kids.
Yes.
So, there's so many wonderful things, and I would like to keep on talking, but we are already out of time. So I want to let all of my folks know that you can click through from www.greatshalom.org to Marcus's site over bloomerselgin.com, right?
Yes.
And so you can click through, and you can also get my new book, God Wants You Healed, and some other free offers if you go to the website at www.greatshalom.org. And we always thank those who sow into us and invest in children. We have plenty of needs here, and we help. Certainly pray for you if you're sowing into us that God will richly reward you with a grand harvest, and we trust that He does. So please do write us, send us your prayer requests, and we would love to hear from you. Just email me at info@greatshalom.org, and we here are raising the standard, raising the children, and raising vegetables now. We are broadcasting from the Word 98.5, 99.3, and God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom broadcast here on The Word 99.3 and 98.5.